Watch, your Mountain Rock, Q94, The Outfield, and Your Love. Well, this portion of the morning adventure on the Mountain Rock Q94 is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Find them in West Plains, there, Avon Mountain Home, Arkansas. I'm Gary Lee, your tour guide on this little adventure, and it's time to head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and get our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thursday morning, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. I had a little bit of rain on me this morning, but a little muggy out there, but yeah, beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, it's not, other than being muggy, mm-hmm. We don't have any rain as of yet,
yeah.
And it's decent out there. It's decent, other than being muggy.
And the lake levels, of course, we bring those to you. You know, Norfolk Lake is up 0.1 at 557.7. So, yeah, it's getting up.
That's pretty good, I think, for middle of June, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I think you got to give them kudos for how they've managed that so far this year. It's really great shape.
Oh, just think about, you know, the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. It's been like, okay, there's 4 parking spots.
Yeah.
So, no, it's been much better. But, well, the fishing, what are you hearing on all these crappie fishing people? Are they doing any good?
Oh, my goodness. It's been really good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any limits, close to limits, but some good-sized crappie. I'm talking 13, 14-inch, nice slabs. 12, 15 feet suspended at, over brush piles. Couple different Bobby Garland colors seem to be working, and live bait. The little crappie minnows seem to be working really well. Good fishing this past week, that's for sure.
Yeah, boy, crappie's tasty,
yeah.
Too. What about, you know, the largemouth, the Kentucky, the smallmouth?
Yes, all.
Yeah.
It's been a good week. Most guys have done very well. I've seen limits on everything. I've had guys with largemouth, some really good largemouth. They quit after 2 hours because they got their limit, or they start throwing them back because they want to keep fishing. It's been a good week for the largemouth. The whites, boy, if you catch them surfacing, man, you have a field day. And they've been on white rooster tails or castmaster spoon, been really good for those. And with that, you've been getting the whites, the hybrids, even snag a few Kentuckys on those.
Yeah, and, you know, it's they're still surfacing. You know, here we are, third week of June, and we're still doing the top water. And I'm hearing the same thing with the hybrids and the stripers, that, you know, there's still a good morning surfacing feeding frenzy going on.
Yeah, if you're out there this time of morning or earlier, you got a really good shot at getting 45 minutes of some topwater action in there. It's been a good week, and I am as surprised as you are that June, the middle of June, we're still grabbing some topwater bite, and it's fun. It's a blast to get out there and do that. Just got to get up a little bit earlier. You know how we talked, maybe 9, 10 o'clock sometimes is fine. This time of year right now with what's going on, the early bite is on.
Yeah, daylight. You need to be on the water right at daylight for sure. And, you know, it's almost like we are in our spring pattern as far as rain goes. You know, because it was a dry spring. We didn't have the spring that we are kind of accustomed to. But now we're in that pattern when I go to looking at the forecast, you know, there's just always opportunities of rain that's showing up. And it's like, man, this is usually what goes on in April and May.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about the weather earlier, and we got some chances of rain for the next 3, 4, 5 days, and that's like April and May weather.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but it makes for good fishing, and it's almost a, you know, it's kind of like a little extended, you know, pass, haul pass, so to speak, on the lake. The way the fish are reacting, everything is pretty active still, from crappie, bass, stripers, hybrids, whites, but the
catfish.
That's what I was fixing to say. How's the jug fisherman, fisher people doing?
It's still going. It's slow. The jug fishing really takes off when we get rain, when we get some fresh water moving through the lake, starting up in the creeks, you know, and coming down. The jug fishing really takes, I mean, it's still okay right now, but we get a little bit, and doesn't have to be a lot, as long as we're getting some new fresh flow through there, and you get all that stuff washing off the banks and stuff, and the catfish and the jug and the trout lines just goes crazy. It does really well.
Yeah, and of course,
a little bit of rain is good for that.
And of course, you know, our favorite, those massive hybrid brim bluegill.
Yeah, and it's if you go down there, the other day when I was out, I mean, there's bluegill all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, get those red wigglers, get those crickets, and get out there. Whether you're doing it for yourself on an ultralight, you know, and have fun, or you're taking the grandkids or the kids out, oh, my gosh, it's just so much fun.
I talked to my buddy again. It kind of got me going, and like I said, he's a big, big, you know, bluegill fisher person, and he was the one that told me to use just cork, you know, as your floater. And
yeah.
I'm like, you know, why are you so dead set on the cork? And he said, and it makes sense now. He said that he likes the cork because when you cast it out there, a bobber will make a different splash, you know, a different noise. And the cork makes a softer noise, almost, he said, kind of resembling if a June bug or something was to pop down on the water. Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was kind of interesting, you know. And then, you know, I think about it, you know, you put a big old plastic cork out there and you cast it and, you know, and let it hit the water. And then you just take a cork. And I mean, literally, he's using cork from wine bottles. I hope.
Wow. I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to have to go out and I'll pick a day there in the middle of the week and get out there and give that a shot.
Well, old Jerry, you know, I mean, he's well into his 70s, and he just says that, you know, he likes wine, evidently. but no, he just whittles off a little bit of cork, you know, and uses a toothpick, and he runs and where he can tie it off, and then he uses the toothpick to secure his line, you know, to where it won't slide, where he can kind of lock it in place. And he swears by it. He says, you know, when you flip it out there, that cork lands softer on the water, creates a different ripple when it hits than a cork, than a plastic bobber, you know, so to speak. And he said it makes, to him, he said it makes all the difference in the world.
Very interesting. I'm going to give that a shot. I'm going to try to make that happen this week, and we can talk about it next week and see what's going on.
Yeah, because, you know, he's after bigger bluegill. You know, he's after, you know, you can catch the ones that's small and kind of like bait fish, basically. But he's after the slabs. He's after the bluegill that he can fillet out and, you know, make
1 pounders.
Oh, my goodness.
1.5 pounds. Yeah, the big ones.
Yeah, and, you know, people kind of think I'm silly, but they're in there. They're out there. You can catch those 3/4 pound, 1 pound bluegill. They're out there. You just got to fish for them.
Yeah, they are. They are, and they're a blast to catch. I'm telling you, they are so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, now, it is officially mermaid season, too.
Absolutely. I did go down there. I think I got a little late start on it the other day. I got caught up on all my stuff around here and went down. It was a little later in the afternoon, and I think I got to get out there earlier, and it's hard for me to do that, but I'm gonna try. But I went down there and sat for a while, and I didn't see anything, and I did bring the wine and the Cheetos and that, but I didn't see any.
Well, I'm gonna try something new. I'm gonna try the fire Cheetos, the jalapeno fire Cheetos. Catch me a spicy mermaid, you know.
Yeah, maybe I just got to switch up the wine, too. I'm not sure I'm using the right wine. I'll have to try something else.
Yeah, Boone's Farm.
Some Appalachians or something.
Yeah, there you go. Mad Dog 2020. There you go. All right, well, Gary, hey, for folks that would like to know a little bit more, maybe talk about getting a cabin, you know, for a day or two or a week, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there, take a look at some of the pictures, and then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com, or if you're in the neighborhood, just stop in, we can check it out, and we can have a cold one, or coffee, or whatever your pleasure is.
Little of both. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.
There you go. That's Gary Faraci with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Again, check him and Diane out at the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Find them right off of Fout Road, and be sure you check out their Facebook page. We're coming right back with a check on the weather and your 7 o'clock portion of this morning adventures brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.